number 7 RPD briefings. Chief Asimo, please.
Madam Chairperson and Commissioners, thank you very much for the opportunity to speak with you this afternoon. We have two cases that we're going to review for you. As I stated in previous briefings, there are some things that I cannot answer because of lawsuits or ongoing investigations. We will be as candid as we can about your questions. We'll pause between both investigations so we can just do one at a time with you if you have questions. The first officer involved that we're reviewing tonight occurred February 18th, 2012. This was on Harold Street, 5652, and it was at 2:45 p.m. In the afternoon, and it was in Council Ward 6. This was a Saturday. I visited that scene at about 5 p.m. along with a host of administrative personnel and criminal investigators. Their response there was ordinary when it comes to these types of investigations for us. The other chiefs were also there. The police chief was there. Chief Blakely was there, Chief Greer was there, and I was there. This is the, these are three pictures of the suspect. I'm showing you three pictures, which is purposeful. Danny Bond was 39 years old, and you see a great change in his physical being. That's a result of things going on in his criminal history. There's a great deal of drug usage that goes on. Arrests and convictions for that. There were some violent crimes in his past, which include rape and child molestation. And he is actually incarcerated for 9 years between 2000 and 2009. This is the area on Harold Street where the shooting actually takes place. This is a fairly quiet residential area in Riverside. The neighborhood was very cooperative with us. There was a surveillance going on of this suspect for an assault with a deadly weapon case from one of our detectives. We were looking to arrest the suspect, and so our Metro team took that upon themselves as their work for the day. So they were in undercover vehicles, but they were dressed in police, their regular police uniforms, surveilling the address that I gave you earlier, which is the suspect's mother's house. And so at some point, he did come out, Mr. Bonds came out of the house and got onto a bicycle. And as he began to drive away, the Metro officers attempted to stop him to make that arrest. And this is when Mr. Bond removed a pistol from his waistband. As he did that, the officers told him to stop, also to drop his weapon. He turned towards the officers, and two Metro officers fired at Mr. Bonds. One of the officers fired 8 rounds, and the second officer fired 7. And Mr. Bonds died at the scene. There was a weapon recovered next to his body. It was a .45 caliber Colt. It was stolen, still outstanding, from a case in Los Angeles County. There were 3 witnesses at the scene who saw the shooting. They saw Mr. Bonds remove the gun. They described it. 2 out of the 3 knew it was a gun. 1 was guessing that it was a gun. They heard the officers shout to him to stop and also to drop his weapon. If you have any questions in regards to that case, that would be a time for that.
Ken.
A couple questions, Chief. I take it the Colt 45 was an automatic?
Yes.
Yeah. Was the handgun loaded?
Yes.
Was it a round in the chamber?
Yes. officers, per our policy, all officers after a shooting go through a debriefing period with a psychologist, and then are brought back to work when that psychologist believes they're ready to come back to work. And both officers were uninjured physically and have returned to duty.
Glad to hear that. I think that both officers fired about 15 rounds together, eight by one and seven by the other.
That's correct.
How many of those rounds struck the individual?
I think he is struck six times.
Six out of 15. Did the other shots go wild? Did they strike property? Any property damage as a result of any of that?
There isn't any property damage that I'm aware of. The suspect is on a bicycle and then eventually on foot trying to flee, and the Metro officers fire while that person is running, and so it's a little more difficult to strike an object that is moving that quickly. Then eventually that object slows down, and the officers then strike him with their rounds also.
So the suspect was riding his bike while he was being shot at?
No. He rode his bike away and then got off on foot.
Oh, that's what I thought. Yeah.
And withdrew his handgun. But again, a suspect isn't standing still as a, if you will, as a target. That suspect was moving, fleeing, and it was in possession of a handgun, and the officers believed that it was going to be pointed at them and took appropriate action.
Right. On both these cases here, there was a number of shots fired. So does the officer fire and then ascertain whether there still is a threat from the suspect, fires again until there's no threat?
Our officers, and supported by case law, will carry out their actions depending on what it is, in this case using their handgun, until that threat is stopped from their perspective. There is a case law that I believe you're all familiar with because it's in our department policy, Tennessee versus Gardner, which actually states that while we judge these issues, we must judge them always from the officer's perspective at the time of the shooting. And the law even says that we should not do that in hindsight. So having said that, yes, the officer will continue to fire until that threat from their perspective has stopped.
And what if there's multiple officers now on scene having to draw their weapons when they're looking at a suspect that has already had the gun in their hand?
Yeah, and it works the same way. An officer will respond to that threat as an individual, not as a team member, because we can't ask another officer to know or understand the way the other officer is perceiving that threat. While they do work together, especially the Metro team, every day, and they do work in unison very well, these incidents should be looked upon as individualized on each of the shooting officers in the case.
So when we see one officer shoot and behind those are two more shooting, each one of those are perceiving their own threat of this suspect then?
That's correct.